2. The Heavenly Reproducers. Mortal man can hardly hope for more than a meager and distorted concept of the functions of the Heavenly Reproducers, which I must attempt to illustrate through the gross and limited symbolism of your material language. The spirit Marantia world has 1001 things of supreme value, things worthy of reproduction but unknown on Urantia, experiences that belong in the category of the activities which have hardly entered into the mind of man. Those realities which God has in waiting for those who survive the life in the flesh. There are 7 groups of the Heavenly Reproducers, and I will attempt to illustrate their work by the following classification. 1. The singers, harmonists who reiterate the specific harmonies of the past and interpret the melodies of the present. But all of this is affected on the Marantia level. 2. The color workers, those artists of light and shade you might call sketchers and painters, artists who preserve passing scenes and transient episodes for future Marantia enjoyment. 3. The light picturizers, the makers of the real semi-spirit phenomena, preservations of which motion pictures would be a very crude illustration. 4. The historic pageanteers, those who dramatically reproduce the crucial events of universe records in history. 5. The prophetic artists, those who project the meanings of history into the future. 6. The life storytellers, those who perpetuate the meaning and significance of life experience. The projection of present personal experiences into future attainment values. 7. The administrative enactors, those who depict the significance of governmental philosophy and administrative technique, the celestial dramatists of sovereignty. Very often and effectively, the Heavenly Reproducers collaborate with the reversion directors in combining memory recapitulation with certain forms of mind rest and personality diversion. Before the Marantia conclaves and spirit assemblies, these reproducers sometimes associate themselves in tremendous dramatic spectacles representative of the purpose of such gatherings. I recently witnessed such a stupendous presentation in which more than 1 million actors produced a succession of 1,000 scenes. The higher intellectual teachers and the transition ministers freely and effectively utilized these various groups of reproducers in their Marantia educational activities. But not all of their efforts are devoted to transient illustration. Much, very much, of their work is of a permanent nature and will forever remain as a legacy to all future time. So versatile are these artisans that, when they function en masse, they are able to reenact an age, and in collaboration with the seraphic ministers they can actually portray the eternal values of the spirit world to the mortal seers of time.